All right, we talked a little bit earlier about the quarantine boxes. One of the videos coming out of China, a passenger suspected of having the coronavirus put into a box that kind of looks like the Pope Mobile. It's like this box with windows. He's in a hazmat suit. They wheel him out of the airport. Five cities now closed down in China. Hundreds of people have been sick. And the last death toll that I saw was 21. We have a student, meanwhile, at Texas A&M in College Station, Texas, suspected of having the coronavirus, just coming back from Wuhan, China. Joining me now to talk more about it, Patty Olinger, the executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, a division of the ISSA. Patty, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Viruses are mutating and changing all of the time, but this one seems to have gotten out of the box, originating in snakes, potentially, from what I wrote. What do you know? What can you tell us the latest is at this moment?
There's still a lot of unknown answers to questions that scientists have and we as public, the public has. But we do know that this is a coronavirus. It is, I'll say SARS-like, but we don't know how much it's going to behave like SARS. Coronaviruses in general will cause like common colds and that type symptomology. And so, you know, this one, yeah, they're still trying to figure out where it originated from. I read the same article as far as that they thought that it might originate from snakes. But there's a lot of unknown questions and answers yet.
When you talk about this being similar to SARS, that means that there can be some fatalities. It's a dangerous virus to have, certainly if you're in a compromised immunization system, if you're a young child, you're an elderly individual. You're at more risk like any virus. But give me an idea. How dangerous is this virus from what you've learned and read so far compared to other things that we deal with?
I'll say again, we're really not sure yet, but we have seen, I think the number I saw this morning was 27 deaths and several hundred people that have been infected in China. I had not heard about that Texas A&M student. I'm actually an Aggie. And I had not heard about that student yet. And so we realized, I guess the fear, this has been the fear for a lot of folks when they look at emerging pandemics, is that in today's world, we are so interconnected, meaning that it just takes one person to get on a plane and bring an infectious disease like this to another country, whether it's here in the United States or any other country in the world.
Well, sure. And then if you jump on that plane, this student, by the way, and this comes from Click to Houston. The male patient has been identified as a student at Texas A&M University, traveled from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus originated. He had mild symptoms of the coronavirus, and he is undergoing tests to confirm the suspected diagnosis. But you're right. When somebody jumps on a plane there, Patty, then they potentially infect the whole plane because if they're not showing symptoms, the virus can basically get passed around the plane, and people can go all over the world from there before they realize that there's anything wrong. Patty Olinger is the executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, and the CDC is now expanding enhanced health screenings in airports here in the United States. Probably a pretty good preventative measure, don't you think?
Yeah, and if you remember back in 2014 and 2015, they did the same with regard to Ebola. And what we saw with that outbreak was that they actually started restricting entry into the United States to those five major airports, which I believe that's what they're planning on doing with this particular situation as well. And so that limits that when people are coming in from, say, China, they'll be going into the five major airports.
Right. So they've limited the ports of and points of entry, I should say, and keeping a close hand on. Do you glean anything, Doctor? Do you glean anything from the fact that the Chinese have cracked down so much on this virus and reacting the way they are? Do they know something we don't, or is that just, you know, standard procedure?
First of all, I'm not a doctor.
I know, I'm sorry.
But that's okay. the fact that they have actually reacted in the way that they have should take us all, it should make all of us take pause a little bit, because it's like they to restrict movement like that within a country. Just Wuhan alone is the size of New York City. And when you restrict movement, you restrict a lot of economics. You restrict a lot of, you know, and especially during their Chinese New Year's, that should make us all take pause a little bit. Because if you think about the city and where you live right now, if movement is restricted, that's going to cause some, you know, concern. And so we should be watching, you know, what happens next and how they do that. They're doing this as a, both a preventative measure and also to make sure that they can start, you know, preparing in the event that this really gets even worse than it is.
You make a great point, because Wuhan, though probably most people had never heard of it prior to this coronavirus outbreak, is home to 11 million people. 11 million people live in Wuhan, China. Whether you've heard of it or not, it's a big place. And then there are several other cities that... millions more people, because five cities last count that I saw, Patty, that had a lockdown going on. All right, so here we are. We're kind of at the front end of this virus outbreak. We'll see what happens in College Station. Right now, I guess we'll keep a close eye on it and monitor it. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, yes. I mean, we should be, you know, our healthcare facilities should be reassessing our capabilities, our ability to, you know, to isolate patients, and our ability, and I'm going to say this, having been with the Ebola team at Emory during 2014 and 2015, our ability to protect also our healthcare workers, because if they get sick, we don't have our healthcare workers.
Sure.
And so, you know, we need to make sure, also as a mom of two doctors, you know, we also need to really pay close attention to how we clean, sanitize, and disinfect areas. And it's not just our healthcare facilities and our clinics. It's also any public area where we're congregating.
We've got to make sure that we're not exposed to the virus. Patty, I got to leave it there. Patty Olinger, Executive Director of the Global BioRisk Advisory Council. I'm sure we'll have you back very soon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.